Hello and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. The Mamata Banerjee government in Bengal is battling its latest challenge in the hills. The protests that started last week over fears that the state government was forcing the Bengali language on schools has now intensified. Even the army was called in after stone throwing and vandalism by protesters who clashed with the police. While the Mamata Banerjee government has now clarified that Bengali is not going to be compulsory for classes 1 to 10 for schools in North Bengal, unlike the rest of the state, these protests have escalated into a full-fledged demand for a separate state of Gorkhaland. We're asking tonight, as the hills feel the heat, has Mamata Banerjee's Bengal for All gambit backfired?
Government offices in Darjeeling turned into fortresses. The task of the police, make sure Morcha activists cannot bar government officials from entering their offices.
Tell us, what is the attendance like?
Inside, mostly empty, though 90% attendance was claimed.
Despite worst fears, calm is holding in Darjeeling, except for sporadic little actions suspected by Gorkha Janmukti Morcha activists. For instance, here at this Government of West Bengal PWD office, right next to the district magistrates.
Staff log ka hai na sarkari karmachari hai. Dono taraf se pressure hai.
One side we are pressurized, then administration also pressurized us. We are compelled to come. Gorkhaland is our demand.
In Kolkata, Mamata Banerjee attacked Morcha again. They can't scare me or people, she said.
So Mamata Banerjee to nahi kahengi ki ye flop raha.
Are unko kehne dijiye. Unko kehne se kya hoga? Janta to hamara saath hai.
The Morcha denied vandalizing government offices today. Three men were arrested for an incident of arson. On Darjeeling's famous mall, tourists out, but tomorrow is uncertain. Morcha has backed a general strike in the tea gardens and beyond.
Everything else in the town is open, including schools, colleges, hotels, transport. But the action and the apprehensions are at government offices. Monday blues for Darjeeling. If it's just one day, it's one thing. There are fears that this Monday blue would just extend to months. At Darjeeling, Monideepa Banerjee, NDTV.
Joining us on The Buck Stops Here tonight, Roshan Giri, General Secretary of the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha. We're also being joined by Shukhendu Shekhar Roy, MP, Rajya Sabha of the Trinamool Congress, Swaraj Thapa, former journalist and advisor to the Gorkha Territorial Administration, joins us tonight, as does Shomok Ghoshal from the Huffington Post. Roshan Giri, let me begin with you. Why have the hills flared up again? Is this a backlash for trying to enforce Bengali language in the hills?
No, actually, Ms. Mamata Banerjee had said that Bengali language will be compulsory. We oppose to the idea of the Bengal government, and now she has backtracked in Mirik, but in Calcutta she says something. But you see, these are all because we don't have a state of our own. So we are going ahead with the statehood movement, Gorkhaland, because we have not dropped it while signing the memorandum of agreement. Without dropping the demand for a separate state of Gorkhaland is in the memorandum of agreement and keeping on record the demand of Gorkhaland. So we want the central government should intervene and come with a concrete step on the demand of Gorkhaland, because it is one of the oldest demand of the country. Right from 1907, 40 years before independence, we have been clamoring for a separate state of Gorkhaland. We are very much suppressed in the state of West Bengal.
Yes.
The Gorkhaland Territorial Administration was not allowed to function. The autonomy concept has failed, and it is now only separate state, which is the people's aspiration, that has to be considered. And we request the government of India to concede to the long pending demand of Gorkhaland.
Okay. I want to take that across to Shukhendu Shekhar Roy, joining us from the Trinamool Congress tonight. Shukhendu Roy, the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha now saying that the earlier compromise formula that was in fact Mamata Banerjee's big promise of peace for the hills, they say that experiment has failed. The Gorkha Territorial Administration, that was supposed to be this semi-autonomous body, they say no longer covers their interests or their aspirations. Now the demand for a separate Gorkha land is firmly back, they say, the spotlight firmly on that. They are now also asking for central government intervention. Is this a crisis now for the Mamata Banerjee government?
Not at all, because it is a desperate move on the part of the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha leadership after publicly clarifying that Bengali language is absolutely optional for the North Bengal district, no less than a person but the Chief Minister herself. Then this non-issue cannot be a ground for agitation, and that too violent agitation. This is number one. The fact remains that Comptroller and Auditor General, in its several reports, have pointed out that the 4,000 crores of rupees sanctioned by the government of West Bengal for different projects in the hill development and the 1,000 crores of rupees allotted to the GTA, Gorkha Territorial Administration, not a single utilization certificate has been provided for by the Gorkha Territorial Administration. And
that is why, once again, please
allow me to conclude this sentence.
Yes, yes.
This is why this state government has ordered for a special audit. And being afraid of that special audit, they have started violent agitation and they are setting fire to the government offices and torching the government vehicles, including police vehicles. This is the situation for demanding a separate state with one parliamentary seat and two districts. Then what about other demands? The 50 such demands are pending in different parts of the country for separate statehood.
Okay.
Whether
okay.
central government will come forward to implement those demands.
Okay, okay. Of course, the demand for separate statehood, we take your point, is a slippery slope. If the centre, in fact, does intervene, then there will be many more that they will have to contend with. But Swaraj Thapa, as someone who has advised the Gorkha Territorial Administration, respond to these charges that the Trinamool is making now. They're saying that what was meant to be this compromise formula, what was meant to bring peace to Darjeeling and indeed the Greater Hill area, that is something that is so riddled with corruption that the West Bengal government is now asking for an audit of funds. They're saying 4,000 crores seem to be missing.
Ankita, thank you very much. First, let me just, please, Mr. Sukhendu Rai, first let me just contradict Mr. Sukhendu Rai on the language issue. Mr. Sukhendu Rai has not come up with all his facts. Just go to the Twitter handle of All India Trinamool Congress, the official handle. You see, when the language issue, who started it, who provoked it, you know, it was Mamata Banerjee and her government. First, it was started by Partha Chatterjee, the education minister, on 15th May, when he said that it is going to be made compulsory. The next day, Mrs. Mamata Banerjee said that ki one out of three languages will have to be Bengali. Then in Mirik, after the agitation started, in Mirik, she said that one subject will be optional, but there will be a fourth language. Now this country has got just three languages, which is taught everywhere, and suddenly this concept of fourth language has come. And if you see the Twitter handle, just two days back, the official Twitter handle where Partha Chatterjee says that the Bengali will be the fourth optional language. What does it mean, this fourth optional language? That is as far as the language is
optional
concerned.
Optional means optional.
Now, please, Sukhendu Roy,
let me complete.
Please don't interrupt. I did not interrupt you. Please don't interrupt. So, as far as the GTA is concerned, the GTA was supposed to be an autonomous body, but it is not that anymore at all. I mean, this state government, there was an agreement that the GTA will function as an autonomous part of West Bengal, you know, and that was supposed to be where the powers, lot of powers were to be given. None of the powers have been given. As far as audit is concerned, the West Bengal government is free to conduct any audit anytime it wants. There is no bar on it because West Bengal government has got all the powers. They can check all the accounts anytime they want. They are just trying to make it a political issue.
Okay, you okay, see the okay. Background. Fair point. Fair point. We take your point. I want to bring in Shukendu Shekhar Roy once again. Has Mamata Banerjee actually provided a new lease of life to the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, Shukendu Roy, by sort of pretty much giving them the language issue on a platter? Will you concede at least that this Bengali issue has backfired for Mamata Banerjee? What was she hoping to gain politically from it?
There is no language issue at all. Only because the audit team has reached the hill, the violent agitation has started.
It's absolutely not true. You don't know your facts.
And secondly,
please stop.
Swaraj Thapa, please let the tribunal representative finish.
The Gorkha Territorial Administration, the tenure of the Gorkha Territorial Administration comes to an end on 17th of this month, and thereafter there will be election.
It is the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration.
All right, Gorkhaland. You must be happy, Gorkhaland. Gorkhaland Territorial Administration.
This tenure will come to an end
on 17th of this month. Why do you want to wipe out? Why are they afraid to face the election? Let them face the election of GTA. Why they have engineered this violent agitation in the hills?
The election, but
why they have engineered the rights of the peace-loving people of hills?
Okay, Roshan, this type of violent agitation has been thrusted upon. No subordinate service selection board has been constituted.
This is why they have taken this separate stand.
Where is the subordinate service selection board to appoint the Group B, Group C and Group D employees? Where is the school service commission? Where is the college service commission? Where is the land and land reforms department? Where is the cooperation department? Where is the PUWD department? Where is the information and culture
all these
department?
Gentlemen, nobody can hear you. You're all speaking over yourselves. I want to bring in Shomo Kochhar at this point. Okay. None of you can be heard. Fade us down, please. Shomok Ghoshal, come in on this because, you know, the politicians will just take over this show and we will really not talk about the real issues at stake over here. Shomok Ghoshal, where do you think this language gambit has gone, and is it no longer about a language war or about linguistic politics anymore? Shomok Ghoshal.
Well, I think it cannot be simply about the language politics anymore. It was an act of political bravado, to my mind, to actually try to introduce Bengali as a compulsory language across the state. And the clarification came much too late when all the misunderstandings had spread. So it started with that, and now it has become something else. I mean, any government in West Bengal trying to impose a uniform language in the school curriculum will know that this will backfire in the hills because of Gorkhaland's, you know, very troubled history. I mean, the whole movement is based on linguistic difference, so you know the repercussions of what's going to happen. I think there's a certain political momentum right now for both parties involved to seize on. TMC is in sort of, you know, has a clout in the hills right now in Mirik and all these places where GJM were sort of on the rise for a while.
Would you say the Morcha then is worried to an extent that the Trinamool is gaining a foothold, a toehold perhaps in the hills, and that this is partly the reason why? I mean, the Trinamool would have us believe this is merely about facing possible corruption charges and the fact that they've asked for a central audit of the funds that the GTA had in its control. But is it more than that? Are we looking at a possible political confrontation over here ahead of elections?
I think so, because we know that the GJM has sort of, you know, supported the BJP in Assam. It's campaigned for the BJP in the elections. So there is a kind of clash between TMC and BJP via the GJM. That's what I feel right now. So it's no longer just about language or, you know, the Gorkhaland agitation per se. It's become something much more than that.
Okay, I want the Trinamool actually to respond to this point. This is clearly low-hanging fruit for the BJP, Shukendu Roy, because we've already heard talk about a central team now going to Darjeeling, trying to assess the situation over there. Have you pretty much given the BJP an issue on a platter, which has said already in principle that, you know, they support the demand for a separate Gorkha land? Is this just going to become more of a political bugbear for you in the run-up to 2019?
No, no. I can give you three-line reply to this. Number one, BJP is all along instigating through this organization to create trouble in the hills of Darjeeling. All the peace-loving people of Darjeeling, they don't want this. Number two, if at all the central government wants to assess the situation in Darjeeling, let them come, but let them should visit also those areas, because in UP, in Maharashtra, in Gujarat, in Jharkhand, in Bihar, in other parts of the country, even in Tamil Nadu, there are demands for 50 new states, and central governments must assess those situations also, so that their aspirations can be also be fulfilled, if at all central government is desirous to give accord permission for separate states in different yes. parts of the country. But the way the violent agitation has been engineered by a splinter group, because when the Trinamool Congress is getting support from the people of the hills after the results of the municipal election in the Mirik, it is crystal clear that Trinamool Congress is getting support, larger support from the hill people. And yes. that is why they are afraid, and they are not in a position to face the GTA election.
Okay, Swaraj Thapa, respond to that. The Trinamool says it now has popular support in the hills, and that is why there is a great deal of political panic in a sense.
Well, Ankita, first of all, I mean, I want to take very strong exception to the fact that you are calling it a violent agitation. I mean, it is a political agitation,
well, of course,
and a statehood agitation has continued here for more than 30-40 years. I mean, it has got a history. I mean, and it is a very it is a demand as per the constitution. What is the word called violent agitation? I mean, to my mind, it is the Trinamool which is most violent. It has used bombs in the last municipal elections in Raiganj. The kind of forces that you have used, the kind of violence that you have, you know, perpetrated on the people, I mean, that is something to be talked about. But let me, Ankita, give some kind of perspective to this whole issue. Yes. And why Mamata Banerjee is, doing some things which is not actually right. You see, Darjeeling cannot be considered just like any other district of West Bengal. I mean, forget about that, because that is the reason behind creating a special, you know, council, autonomous council, or any kind of other experimentation that has always been there with Darjeeling. It is separate because the language is different, the culture is different, the food is different, the clothes are different, everything is different from the rest of Bengal. So, because there is a statehood demand, you don't want to give statehood, that's why you decided to give an autonomous council. We said, fine, okay, let us experiment with this for some time, let us see how it works.
Okay.
But when you initiate the GTA, you don't give any powers. Now you want to impose Bengali language. Now you want to, you know, every time Mamata Banerjee comes here, she has posters and banners with Bengali language. She okay. comes to Chaurasta, she sings Bengali songs. I mean,
Shukendu Roy, respond to Swaraj Thapa when he says there seems to be this greater cultural imposition. Critics
yes,
will say that it was perhaps ill-advised that the chief minister held a cabinet meeting in Darjeeling as well, that it smacked of a colonial mindset at some level, because the last time this happened was during the Congress government of...
Where is the logic of having an autonomous council?
We have a separate, please allow me. We have a separate ministry for hill affairs. This is not a new one. It is going on since 1972. And that cabinet meeting was a historic one, that after 4 decades, a cabinet meeting has been held to look into the developmental projects that is going on.
Sir, you can hold a cabinet meeting in Calcutta and put a lot of work here.
Please.
Hold a cabinet meeting in Calcutta.
The other arguments which he has put forward, that the language is different, culture is different. Yes.
Okay.
In spite of that difference, we are together for more than 100 years. And in every part of India, their language is different, culture is different, food habit is different. Does it mean that all of us, Bengal, Tamil Nadu,
Punjab, and other states, which are different from the mainland, they should go out of India.
Okay, Roshan Giri has a point to make. Sukendra Roy, let him finish, then I will come back to you for a response. Yes. Roshan Giri, what is your point? Go ahead.
Mr. Sukendra Roy, we are like brothers, the elder brother and the younger brother. Once again, you're all speaking over each other.
You can't be heard. Let me just pose this to you as a question.
I appeal to all of you, let them discuss if there is any problem.
Fair enough, Shomuk Ghoshal, come in once again. Is this a reflection? Are these protests a reflection of a resentment in North Bengal about why people sitting in Kolkata or Delhi should be deciding things about Gorkhas and their home? Because we're just hearing the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha say they're all right with a central intervention in all of this. But there seems to be a problem with
Darjeeling is within India. Darjeeling is within Bengal and Darjeeling is within India. That is why.
Darjeeling is within India. Darjeeling is now within Bengal. But we want to separate. We are like two brothers. You are the elder brother. I respect you very much. I am the younger brother. But now let us have two separate kitchens. Let us have a separate house also. Mr. Sukendra Roy, you are our elder brother.
Presumably, you will be able to have this dialogue outside of this show as well. Shomuk Ghoshal, finally, you make the point that by trying to impose Bengali in this way, Mamata Banerjee is guilty of a sort of regionalism that might end up going beyond just the Gorkha or North Bengal question. It might end up actually damaging brand Bengal as well, because this kind of regionalism may well scare off investors. Is that the point you made in a recent article?
Yes, I did, because I felt that it sort of undermines the great tradition of cosmopolitanism that Bengal had. And this constant imposition of Bengali, and there is a point there, having Bengali songs play in every crossing and all these things are quite new. And it sort of kind of goes against the spirit of inclusiveness, I think. So there is definitely that. And the other thing that I was trying to say at the point is, there is a historical sense of injustice and anger and resentment. The Gorkhaland movement is almost more than 100 years old now. So it's not that this is something recent. The left front government for 30 years, more than 30 years, couldn't do anything about it. It was a very, very bloody 80s that we grew up in Calcutta. So when the Trinamool came, there was a just expectation of more, fairness from the government. So one can see why there'll be so many discontents. The seeds of discontents had been sort of blossoming all these years.
Sukendra Roy, do you want to respond to the points that are being made over here? Firstly, the point of regionalism. Bengalis love their language. There is no two ways about that. You put two Bengalis in a room, they will talk in only that language, regardless of who else is there. But can you voice that politically upon a stage, Sukendra Roy?
No, I have another issue. You see, all the time, this gentleman, with all respect, I am telling this gentleman, is referring to history without mentioning that the Gorkha agitation, which is referring to from the pages of history,
yes.
If you go through, you will find that Gorkha kingdom was from Sikkim to Kumayun. Does he want that situation should be brought back now from Sikkim to Kumayun?
Respond to the question I'm asking, Sukendra Roy. What about the larger question of imposing Bengali language on schools?
What about Hindi language? What about Nepali language? What about Tamil language? Everybody loves his own mother tongue. What is wrong in it? We are not opposed to Nepali language.
But by emphasizing on this regionalism agenda, is Mamata Banerjee not spoiling her own brand Bengal?
A bogey has been raised unnecessarily after Honorable Chief Minister has publicly clarified that Bengali will be optional in the North Bengal districts.
Which is not true. Kindly allow me to clarify.
We've already heard that argument. Roshan Giri, I want to leave the last comments on this show to you, Roshan Giri. The Trinamool thinks that you are deliberately fishing in troubled waters by asking for central intervention. How do you respond to them? Very quickly.
Now, you see, central government has to intervene because too much is too much. We can't bear with the West Bengal government. They have suppressed us almost all these years, and we want to get rid of the colonial domination of West Bengal. That's all what I want to say.
Colonial domination of West Bengal, Shukendu Roy, I'll have to let you respond to that before I wrap up this program.
In one line, my reply will be, let good sense prevail upon them and let them cooperate with the special audit team.
All right, we leave it at that tonight with trade unions in North Bengal now announcing a 48-hour strike and the Morcha supporting that. No doubt we haven't heard the last of it, but for the moment, thanks so much for joining us on this panel tonight. Keep watching NDTV 24/7. There's much more coming up.